Once again, Donald Trump has said something that sounds rather strange to a lot of people, almost as if he was calling for someone to exercise their Second Amendment rights to keep Hillary Clinton from picking Supreme Court justices. No, I certainly don't believe he was suggesting anybody assassinate someone, but it was an odd choice of words that he had to put forward. We thought we would mention that, along with a few other things, with John Lott. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, online at crimeresearch.org, and the author of a new book we'll discuss here in a second. But your take on the latest Trumpism?
Well, I think it's generally just a roach test. People are reading into it what they want to read in, I think.
Couldn't he have been explicit in saying that through lobbying or the like? When you talk about the Second Amendment people, I mean, the implication, even some people at Trump rallies admitted it made them nervous.
Well, I don't know. I mean, all I can say is, according to the news reports, immediately his staff put out a statement clarifying that he was talking about the Second Amendment people lobbying on
sure.
that.
Well, they've become very adept at doing that. So.
Right. Well, okay. But, I mean, the point is they put it out immediately.
Yes.
So if there was some vagueness or whatever in the statement, it seems like it should have been resolved at that point.
Well, one would hope that maybe in the future he might even think about, explicit language. But be that as it may, you have written a book, The War on Guns, published by Regnery, and subtitled Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. People, I gather, have become, I suppose, emboldened in a way after 8 years of Obama and the prospect of maybe 4 to 8 years of Hillary Clinton. Now we're even hearing about Social Security recipients possibly having their Second Amendment rights infringed on. How would that operate?
Right. Yeah, the war on guns goes through a lot of the regulations that are still being considered by the Obama administration, and one of the regulations would deal with what they define as mental illness. And so, according to the Los Angeles Times, they're considering a regulation which would classify about 4.2 million Social Security recipients as being mentally ill because they are using other people to handle their finances. Just because somebody may have help with their computer to go and pay their bills seems to me quite different than whether or not the person is mentally capable of knowing how to defend themselves.
Yeah, tell me more, if you will, about other areas in which the people opposed to gun ownership are advancing, shall we say. I'm thinking, for example, maybe background checks, gun licenses,
sure.
gun-free zones, this sort of thing.
Right. Well, all those points, I have different chapters in the War on Guns that deal with. But, you know, you take something like the background checks. Hillary Clinton was just talking about it last week, where she wants to have background checks on private transfers, and saying that there are 2.4 million dangerous or prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. That's simply false. What you should say is that there have been 2.4 million initial denials, and it would be nice if she would mention that about 99% of those are false positives. It's one thing to stop somebody from buying a gun because they're a felon. It's another thing to stop somebody from buying a gun because they have a name similar to a felon. And what I try to show is that, you know, when you're talking about that many people, you're talking about a small but significant number of people who really could have used a gun to defend themselves and their families. But even more important, it's basically racist, because what you end up seeing is that blacks and then Hispanics are the two groups that have by far the most false positive rates for their groups. And, you know, that's just part of the problem that's there. You know, on gun-free zones, at some point, I would hope people would realize what a magnet these are for attacks.
John Lott is our guest. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, online at crimeresearch.org, and author of The War on Guns, published by Regnery.